We return to our adventure moments after the Chancellor has announced that the loser of this battle here in Ebonreach, in the entertainment edifice here, our two trappers, our two monster collectors, having fought bravely, their creatures bravely against each other, the displacer beast taking out the Thrycrane, the earthen hand, the grip crushing the displacer beast and bringing it to near death. As the battle seemingly finished, the Chancellor said, "Whoever loses will be hanged in front of the Queen." And with that, our two protagonists, Charles and Henning, kind of look at each other. You hear in your head, Charles, we can't do this. We must find a way out. There is a piercing screech in both of your minds.
That kind of yeah. And then a snap as the dome pulses and we hear once more the voice.
Rufus.
Rufus,
the man, voice, the myth, the legend.
As an announcement comes over. "Ladies and gentlemen, isn't this exciting? Finally, some real fighting is about to occur. We saw the Thrycreen,
He casts, modified memory real quick.
Modified memory.
Gift of gab on the entire audience.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. 100%. Yeah. He would do that. The Thrycreen, Queen lost against the Displacer Beast. An interesting fight, no doubt. But now it is time, as the stakes have been risen once more. This time, not just one beast, but all remaining beasts will be present. Place your bets once more, folks, because this time it will end in the culmination of a death.
I'm going to get you to roll a D100 this time with disadvantage because you just lost a creature.
Fair.
So roll a D100 twice, and this is going to be the renewed odds.
As the renewed odds. You know what? I like that.
Here we go.
21. 21.
21.
22.
21 or
22. What the hell?
21%, which brings me back to 79%.
79%. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's odd.
That's really... Well, they are odds.
They are odds. As this happens, Henning...
That's fucked. That's really...
It's on brand for you, rolling the exact same number
well.
Over and over.
Day.
Yeah,
this is true.
The displacer beast still held in your grasp there. We are going to go ahead. We're going to renew our initiative for our individual characters. I will renew the initiative for the displacer beast. And then we will see what on our turn what...
Oh, good catch.
We're pulling out.
So I'm going to do my
purple
initiative.
Is me. Oh, okay, displacer beast is 15. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a better one. That's a 9.
Here we go. What do you got there?
21.
21 for
me.
Charles.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm going to put that in there.
Henning's got a flat 10. Excellent. We will roll your creatures as you bamf them out. The displacer beast has a tidy 17. DB, who has very little hit points left. As this happens, the crowd starts to roar and go wild. They haven't seen this kind of fuckery, this kind of fun before. Henning is kind of fingering the beads on his earrings there nervously. As he tries to reach out to you telepathically, there is nothing.
There's nothing. There's just static in the air.
What would you like to do at the start of the round?
Oh, well, the jig is up, essentially. Charles just sort of looks, his eyes kind of like steely and determined. There's just a solemn nod towards Henning. Like, they've been in situations before where they are scuffling, but nothing quite like this, I think. He's going to move back. First of all, he's going to move his full movement.
Back against the... Oh, yeah, back towards the...
Back towards where the guards
are kind of lined.
The
sides. Absolutely.
And as he does so, he's going to reach up to his headband once more and peel off another metal shaving and fling it for... And it's going to land.
anywhere within 30 feet.
Anywhere within 30 feet, exactly. And I am going to... Out comes this immensely tall-looking creature with huge, long hooks for hands.
Ooh.
An elongated neck. Ooh. And a very, very large beak with an incredibly angry demeanor as a hook horror.
Beautiful. A spicy hook horror. Nice.
Boom. Appears.
Wherever you want.
Yeah. Sort of between Charles and the Displacer Beast, which is currently held.
Mm.
And I'm going to roll initiative for our
yes,
hook
please.
Friend. That's terrible. Oh, no. Just a flat four.
A four for the hook horror.
A four for the hook horror.
Excellent. Beautiful. Excellent. As you toss out the hook horror, it appears there in front of the Displacer Beast. Is there anything else you would like to do?
Yeah, definitely. As a bonus action, what am I going to do? I'm going to do some sorcerer shit, I think.
Yeah.
Quicken
a bad boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have Quicken. Dang. No, I'm not. No, I took some other things.
You did. I took Quicken.
You took Quicken. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to get spicy.
This is going to get spicy. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there. You know what? There's not a whole lot else that I can do.
Nice.
I'm going to try for the telepathic link again. And once more, I just sort of like focus in on Hanning. But just that whining kind of high-pitched.
Excellent.
Just through the ears.
Beautiful. That's going to bring us down to the Displacer Beast, who is being crushed in the grip of this hand, but as soon as the hook horror pops out, you watch as the Displacer Beast kind of tilts its head back towards Henning at the... then towards the hook horror. Question, do I make a attack on this to break out or a
strength saving throw?
Excellent. This is going to be a plus four on the dice here.
Oh, no, sorry, it's just a strength check. Not
strength check, yeah. Same thing. That is an 18 plus 4 for a 22.
He breaks out of the earthen fingers.
Excellent. He is going to just straight up gallop to the hook horror and take place in front, kind of splaying his tendrils out. His double displacement pops out, but he is looking really badly hurt standing there in front of Henning. That's going to bring us down to Henning. Henning is going to pull one of the earrings without hesitating and kind of swirl it in his hand and flick it on the ground. He's going to flick it. Oh, he's going to flick it just to the... can you pop it over? Swing it back around. You know where I'm going with this. We're going for a flank. He's going to pop it right there, 30 feet away from himself. As the earring hits the ground, portal opens up, and out springing from what looks to be the Underdark is a medium creature that seems to have spider-like qualities, but a bit of a dopiness to it, bit of a pot belly as an Edicap pops out.
Nice.
As the Edicap lands, there's like a... as it kind of starts to trot towards the hook horror...
Jesus Christ.
That is an initiative of 21 also. What's your dexterity?
Dexterity is a plus 2.
Rollies.
Oh, rollies.
Here we go.
15.
16.
Oh,
yay! Edicap is going to go right at the top there.
Nice.
Excellent. Nice. Beautiful. That is going to bring us down. Fortunately, Henning is going to... is going to bonus action. I don't know if I want to yet, though. I've only got a handful of sorcery points. So I think I'm going to hold on to that for now.
That's right. You took the...
I took the Metamagic Adept, yeah. And I'm just going to back the fuck off. 1, 2, just 10 feet.
Nice.
Back. And that is going
to... This map's getting crowded now. We've got 3 monsters.
Whoa, just wait. That is going to bring us down to the hook horror in front of the Displacer hook. Beast. The Edicap just off to its right-hand side there.
Amazing. So, the hook horror.
Question.
Yes.
Things can't climb the dome, I assume.
I would assume not.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I would assume. Because I've got some things that have climbing speed, and I was like, but the dome, no, unless no. the terrain changes.
Yeah, unless the terrain changes again, which is, it's a distinct possibility.
We'll see. We might have our hands full with just
these. Oh, my God.
These.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hook horror.
So, hook horror. It lets this sort of shrill, kind of core, and this beast is going to just slash out and make two hook attacks.
Excellent. First one with disadvantage, please.
Yes, you son of a... There we go.
Dylan.
Oh, that's a 3. Second attack. Come on. Oh, that's better. +6 to hit. Holy fuck. That's a 19.
19 absolutely hits. Go ahead and give me the damage there.
The damage.
Muchas gracias.
So, these things can damage. Like,
oh, the hook horrors are, yeah, they get pretty nasty. Literally, what is it, 2d8 or 2d6?
2d6 plus 4.
That's great.
So, 6 on one on the other. 11. 11 points of damage.
Tell me how you handle this creature.
Oh, amazing. So,
that's my version of how do you want to do this, by the way.
Yeah, I like it. So, the first hook misses, and I want it to, like, swipe through the illusory double.
Beautiful.
Of this Placer Beast. And as it does that, the displacer beast's head sort of looks to the side, just as this spike through like the bottom jaw and up through the top and the bridge of the skull, and then the hook horror sort of just like turns with the head of the displacer beast before it kind of displaces itself.
Excellent.
From existence.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is going to bring up anything else that the hook horror wants to do. That is going to bring us down to the Etacap. The Etacap is going to and cough up a ball of web that is just going to go through the air and land. What's web? Range 60, 30 feet. It's a cube, 10-foot cube, 20-foot cube.
Oh, nice.
Fuck. That's that one there. If you want to go ahead and place that as close to... Actually, you know what? That's going to go, right there.
Perfect. Yeah, nice.
Right on top of it. As that web kind of hits it, the creature is automatically restrained. As an action, you can make a strength check to escape. The webbing can also be damaged. As that happens, can make two attacks. I believe that would probably be all it can do. Multi-attack, but it used its web. So I'll say that's all it can do. It is going to then trot 10, 15. Let's make sure we're on the squares there. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Beautiful. 25. It's going to hang back here.
Yeah, gotcha.
The furthest. I don't know what that hook do, though.
That hook do.
That is going to bring us down to Charles.
Charles. Okay. Well. So Charles is...
God, Pokemon battles are fun.
Yeah, geez. So Charles isn't exactly happy, you know, with the whole scenario.
Are you still concentrating on your hand, on your grippy spell?
That's still beautiful. There. Yeah. So that is still here where the Displacer Beast was.
Just use that. Use my Displacer Beast as the hand,
Because it killed it and then moved.
Yeah, beautiful.
Displacer Beast was sort of there.
Yeah, beautiful.
And the hand was there.
Nice.
Brilliant. So with my... I can move it. As an action, you can cause the hand to reach for a different creature or to move to a different unoccupied space within range. Interesting.
Is this a big B or is this a...
No, this is Maximilian's Earth and Grass.
Nice.
So I'm just trying to see the movement on it because its range is 30 feet. The area that it can grasp in is 5 feet. But then when you move it, does it get to move up to an extra 30 feet? That's my question.
Let's take a quick look. Maximilian's Earth and Grasp. I would say it would make sense to... Did a 5 foot 5 foot square. Or it's a 5 foot square, so...
Yeah, it takes up
It's smaller. Yeah, beautiful. As an action, you can crush the target to break out. As an action, you can course the hand within range... range is 30 feet, so I would say 30 feet. Yeah,
30 feet. So, it's going to just move up. Yeah. Now, you can cause the hand to reach for a different creature or to move. So, that's my action is to move it.
Okay, to move it,
so I can't do both in the one turn. I can just move it or...
Beautiful.
Yeah. But I am going to move myself.
Go for it.
I'm going to go 15, 20, 25.
30?
Yeah, we'll go 30.
Beautiful. Excellent. You dart away... anything else you want to do?
Well, no, there's not a whole lot that I can do, we've discovered. As I am quickly looking back through.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know what? No, what I will do is I will convert some sorcery points to get a spell slot back.
Spicy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just do that
now. Very spicy.
So I've used a couple of second-level spells.
I need to double-check my sorcery points. I have two. I have two sorcery points, and it costs two sorcery points to quicken a spell.
Yes, it does.
So... I can do that once. Okay, I'm going to hold on to that. What I am going to do is grab my earring, pluck it, and I'm going to flick another creature onto the battlefield there. As I do, you watch as it's kind of flying through the air, the disc skids and kind of kicks up on its side, and as it does, stumbling out is this medium-sized creature, pale, seems to have pale fur, pale sheen to it.
Shit, yeah,
it has like a almost a devilish look to it. As this Quaggoth pops out, as it pops out, it's going to pop out over here. As it kind of pops out, it goes. It's got these enormous arms, these long, long arms, and it's going to just kind of trot around the area a little bit, assessing what's going on.
And what creature was this again?
Quaggoth.
A Quaggoth.
Yep. Its initiative is 12, 13, no, dexterity plus 1, 11, 12. So it is at 12. Excellent. As it pops on out, you can see that there is this psionic kind of reverberation around it. That's going to be, and I'm going to, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. We're moving away from the massive monsters that are now there. That is going to bring us down to the Hook Horror.
Hook Horror. So he is webbed. He cannot move.
He is restrained.
He's restrained.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. So he can't. He's got a speed of 0, and his attacks have disadvantage.
Yep. Not that he could attack you from here anyway, but it is a strength check to get
out. It is a strength check to get out. It
and
is
that's
a
at the end of the turn or at the start of the turn.
As an action.
As an action. Okay, so he's going to use his action to try to strength his way out.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me a strength check, please.
Pretty fucking strong. Apparently.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
Beefy. Oh, that's not too bad. Oh, it's only a 13.
A 13 will do it.
Oh, 13 will do it.
Yeah. You're able to escape the webbing on a success. Yeah, yeah. You have your movement now.
So I can move through the webbing to escape?
With no problem.
Okay, cool. So he's going to get up there and he's kind of going to be flanking.
of course he is.
But that's only with the hand, so it doesn't count as flanking because it's just against the spell.
Yeah.
But he will be there and he's sort of kind of...
ready to go.
Shrill beak, kind of just like snapping at the air and horrific. And I'm assuming like at this point there's going to be like gasps from the crowd
because
they wouldn't have seen some of these creatures before.
No. These creatures are
Displacer Beasts, I'm sure they've seen before.
A lot of mine are from the Underdark, which is not around...
Yeah, I'm sensing a theme here.
That these people have experienced before.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to do?
Again, that's all it can do. It's
beautiful.
Uses its action, has no bonuses.
Beautiful. Back around to the top of the round, the Edicap is going to spin on its heel to look at the Hook Horror and immediately whip around and try to bite the Hook Horror. Web sense. Oh, hang on. I'm going to roll to see whether I get my web attack back again. I need a 5 or a 6. That is a 6. I get my web attack back.
Now, does that area just stay webbed?
No. I'm gonna say it disappears when I recast it, but I'll leave it there for now. Just one attack, son of a bitch. That's an 8 to hit the Hook Horror.
That will just miss.
Beautiful. I have multi attack, but one only works in another scenario. So that is all my bad boy is gonna do, and he is gonna move 5, 10, 15. Just around the outside here, staying within reach.
Okay, but within reach, yeah.
But splitting between the Quaggoth and myself and the Hook Horror, which is fucking terrifying, by the way, to anyone that's watching.
Yeah.
That is going to bring us down to Charles.
Charles in charge. Now, Charles was going to do something, but he sees that you've bamfed out another creature.
I'm going all in.
And this is why we're here. So,
Yeah. Bring it.
We're bringing it. It is considerably
broad. I'm so excited.
Now... again, so he's going to reach up and he's going to take a few steps forward, first of all, just to be in a better range. So 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Because after he throws this, he's moving the fuck back.
Yeah.
He is going to then pull forth from the sort of the left side of his temple. He's going to pull off this strip of metal, hold it in his fingers and squeeze it until it heats up. And then he's going to, again, toss it frisbee-like forward. And as it's going through the air,
yeah,
out pops another Displacer Beast.
Hey!
So we did choose some of the same creatures.
Oh, beautiful.
Which...
excellent.
It worked out well.
Yeah, go ahead and drop your...
this one. Oh, fuck yeah. That's a natural 19 plus 2 for a 21. That's amazing. What's the dexterity? Is a 2 for yours? Mine's
yeah,
a 2.
A 12.
So we're doing rollies between three of us to see...
Well, the Etacap's already in front of Charles, so it'll be the Etacap and...
Roly-polies.
Oh, I can't pick up this...
Ooh.
12.
Yeah, done it again with a 4.
12. Yeah. So you're going to go after the Etacap before Charles is going to be the Displacer Beast.
Cool. Amazing.
Excellent. Beautiful. Good shit. Yeah, anything else you want to do? As the Displacer, use the owlbear.
Yeah, I'm going to use the owlbear as the
Displacer. Nice, 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 nice.
And it's going to pop out within 30 feet, you said.
Yeah.
Just
on the other side.
Just
beautiful.
On the other side, like,
beautiful.
Yeah, we're doing some close-up magic. And then I'm going to move my fucking 10 feet
back
towards
beautiful.
The wall.
Excellent. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the Quaggoth. The Quaggoth is going to see this displacer beast appear and is immediately going to and kind of rake its claws across its chest, and it peels off its skin and dumps 3 loads of skin. It's going to cast a mirror image on itself.
Ew.
A
Quaggoth, you said.
A Quaggoth, yeah. Quaggoth.
I've not encountered one before.
Neither have I. It's got our low intelligence. It's a CR 3, so...
Nice.
I'm fucking with it.
I dig it.
Excellent. As it does that, it is going to... it is 100% going to move away. 5,
okay.
10, 15, 20, 25.
Okay.
To there.
So, attack of opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me roll
Mr. Displacer Beast.
Yeah, let me roll
Advantage, disadvantage?
Just a flat roll.
Just a flat roll.
But... I will let you know. Yeah, beautiful. Go ahead and roll.
I'll go ahead and roll.
Yeah.
Dang. 12 to hit.
12 to 12 hit. Where are we? There we are. So a 12 would miss, and you also swoop towards one of the mirror images, but you unfortunately miss both.
So it's mirroring itself.
Yeah.
Quaggoths.
Hang on. The duplicate's AC is 12 plus yours. So you hit the duplicate.
Oh.
Its AC is 12 plus... No, yeah, that duplicate disappears.
Hey,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Mirror image often gets done incorrectly by people. Yeah, regardless of whether it hits your AC, you still have to roll.
Still have to roll for
and
it,
your duplicate's AC is 10 plus your dex modifier. So,
oh, there you go.
So you got rid of one duplicate with an AC of 11.
See, look, perfect. And on a reaction as well.
There you go. Perfect. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
That is going to bring us down to Henning. Henning. He's going to finger the last bead on his ear,
I'm so curious.
Toss up into the air.
Now, I will say, I can't help but notice we've saved our big creatures
till
the last.
Yeah, boy. He is going to toss an Umber Hulk onto the board. Hulk lands right behind the owlbear there. Which dice do I want to roll for the Umber Hulk? Here we go.
The bad one.
That was a bad one.
Bad one. Yes.
Actually, it means that he's going to go sooner rather than later.
Fuck.
What is your hook horror's dexterity?
Dexterity. Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's a great question. 0.
0. Sweet. I'm going to go right before your hook horror.
God dang.
Umber Hulk. Excellent. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is going to bring. Henning's moving.
He's going to move further back. Oh,
Henning is going to...
He's going to ride the Umber Hulk.
Yeah, no. Henning is going to burn 2 sorcery points to bonus action cast...
I hate you.
Enlarge.
I fucking hate you.
On the Umber Hulk. and is going to step the fuck away as the Umber Hulk swells to a far larger size. We now come down to the Umber Hulk's turn with the Hook Horror on deck. The Umber Hulk is going to kind of be looking down at the Displacer Beast. Is going to take its first attack with disadvantage.
Jesus.
First claw at disadvantage. Hell yeah. That's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that'll just hit. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's going to be a 1d8 plus a d4. So that's going to be... the first claw is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 points of claw damage there. Is then going to take another swipe, just a flat roll, as the Displacer Beast...
No longer displaced.
That is going to be a... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a 13 to hit.
Oh, that is the AC.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is terrible. That's going to be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points of slashing damage. And then finally, it is going to come in with its mandibles and attempt a big old chomp. You are lucky. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, just misses.
Oh, boy. Just misses. As the Umber Hulk claws goes in for a bite. Doesn't quite hit your creature. He is then going to... That's going to be his turn. He's going to sit there enlarged, incredibly swole like a big boy. That's going to bring us down to the Hook Horror.
Dang. Dang. Wow, what an intense few seconds in game time. I'd like to think the crowd is just going...
They're going ape
absolutely
shit.
Absolutely ape shit
absolutely
right now.
Absolutely ape shit.
You know, just screams from the women and children, gasps and just like, you know, drinks, beverages flying everywhere, purple worm Twizzlers up in the air. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just shocked as to what is happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone, not even the Game Master, expected this level of beasts to be here right now.
Yeah.
And to be honest, neither did I.
No. Can I say, would your, as we come down to the Hook Horror's turn, would it be looking at the Umber Hulk?
Oh, yeah, it would have seen the Umber Hulk, and it is...
Can you make a charisma saving throw, please?
Oh, okay, yeah, you son of a bitch.
I had to get in before you pulled your big boy out.
Oh, it's a nat one!
A nat one! Can you roll a d8 for me now?
You son of a...
You can't take reactions until the start of your next turn.
Two. Oh, wait. Is that a two or an eight? I can't tell. These are new fancy dice. No, that was an eight. Okay, that was an eight.
It was an eight. Beautiful.
Yeah, the two's next to it.
You make one melee attack against a random creature that's within your reach.
Oh, well, old mate's still within my reach.
Beautiful. So as you see the Umber Hulk's eyes, this confusion comes over, and you can only make one attack, and you are unable to move.
God damn it. The Hook Horror is horrified, but it will spin towards your Edicap.
Absolutely.
And it is going to...
Swipe.
Just...
Go off, King. What'd you get? The nat one?
There's another nat one.
Okay. As you swing out, as we do with nat ones in my games, you hit the mandibles of the Edicap, 2 points of damage.
Oh, you son of a...
As you scrape against its teeth. And unfortunately, that is the end of the Hook Horror's turn. You now know that you can choose to close your eyes.
Yeah, the Hook Horror will close its eyes.
At the start of its next turn. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
not as a free action now. I can't do that.
Unless surprised, a creature can avert its eyes to avoid the saving throw at the start of its turn. It can't see anything, obviously, until
its next
turn.
Oh, that's okay. The Hook Horror has blind sight.
Beautiful. Excellent. That is going to bring us back round top to the Edicap. The Edicap is going to drop web right on top of itself, and it's going to get your two of your creatures and itself in the web.
Yeah,
your Hook Horror and your Displacer Beast are now restrained.
That's right. I can't roll them yet.
And your Displacer Beast currently doesn't have. Yeah.
It didn't anyway because it
that's
got
right.
hit in the
yeah.
last turn.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it is currently restrained, it also doesn't have its blur effect on
yeah,
it.
So the Edicap is going to get the fuck out of there.
Oh,
no reaction
free
from that.
Movement, isn't it?
Yeah, on the web, it's all good. And it is going to just step out and turn back at the rest of the crowd there. That is going
attacks
to be
of opportunity as it moves out of the range.
No reaction for that bad boy because he saw the Umber Hulk. Your Displacer Beast does, but it's at disadvantage because you're restrained.
One was a nat 20.
Oh, you utter shit.
And the other was a 6 plus 6 is 12.
No, not quite, unfortunately. As the Etacap kind of scuttles out the way, that's going to bring us down to the Displacer Beast.
God. Almighty.
Is it going to close its eyes or?
Well, it's facing the other direction.
Okay, yeah, so
it's
yeah.
It's not even looking at what's behind it.
Okay,
it's just,
that's fair.
That's where the
yeah, that's fair.
So, this is a truly interesting thing. Okay. So, he's going to break out.
Excellent.
Place the Beast, super strong.
Yeah, he's
going to break out.
Yeah, go for it.
He's going to, with a nat 20.
Beautiful.
By the way, this is the same dice I rolled a nat 20 on just a moment
ago.
That's
your lucky nat 20.
This is my which it's not the dice from earlier.
It's the weighted one. I know. Displacer Beast tears off the web and is able to move.
Now that it is able to move, its displacement is on again. Or is that at the end of its turn?
End of its turn.
Mother.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Well, it is then going to... you know what? It's going to make its way towards the Quaggoth?
Yeah, over here.
Over there. Boom, boom, boom. And that will have an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight roll.
That is a... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 to hit.
Just hits.
Okay. It's going to be a tidy 10 points of slashing damage.
Yeah. So this guy's taken a pounding.
Oh, we like that.
Almost at half hit points.
We like hearing that.
And this is his second turn.
You haven't pulled out your big gun yet.
No. Though. Well, it's not gone back to my turn yet. Dang.
You're up next.
I am up next.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's happened. Charles is just going to reach behind the back of his head. Or is it Charles' turn?
Does your Displacer Beast have anything else?
No, Charles,
go for it. Yeah.
And he's going to grab the biggest platinum metal band this time around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And holding it in two hands, he's going to sort of reach above his head and sort of overhead throw it with both hands.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to quickly roll the... I want a number lower than 21, don't I?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's lower than 21, that's for sure. Son of a bitch. And what does it have? It has an initiative bonus of... -1. What? Mm. Wait, what? Mm.
This is your big gun?
Yeah.
That would make sense. If it's
Son of a bitch.
If its dexterity is -1,
yeah,
then...
Yeah, it's -1, yeah. So 7.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
What
pops out?
what indeed?
Within 30 feet, yeah.
Yeah. This huge undead ball just starts to form and it starts to rotate. And as it starts to sort of vibrate and get bigger, you notice these stalks kind of out of the top of it. And various sort of stalks appear with smaller balls at the end of them. And then suddenly this sort of thing blinks and a mouth with jagged teeth opens up. Kind of like the worst Pac-Man you've ever seen.
Yes. Yes.
As a beholder zombie.
Yes.
Appears on... the map, and I'm just gonna pop him there.
Yeah, beautiful. Boom. Excellent.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's here.
Nice. Anything else you want to do?
Again, there's not a whole lot that Charles can do, but he will choose to end concentration on Maximilian's Earthen Grasp.
Beautiful.
So that is gone.
Nice. That's good. That helps me.
Because it didn't really do much during that encounter. It did well to start with. But
excellent.
I've got no bonus action spells. I realize now after choosing all my spells before, I've gone, you know what? this is an oversight. For future reference, make sure you create a well-rounded character.
Yep. You want your reactions, you want your bonus actions.
Yeah, you want those bonus actions.
I've already burnt my bonus action.
That's fine. I've already got a spell slot back that I wanted, so I'm good.
Excellent. Beautiful. That is going to bring us down to the Quaggoth. The Quaggoth is going to see the owlbear,
Displacer beast.
Sorry, we use an owlbear token. Running at him, it's immediately going to reach over the top and cast Enlarge once more on the...
Has anyone ever told you you're a son of a bitch?
And I get to bust out the $10 giant thing as the Umber Hulk is now gargantuan? No. Large? Huge. Gargantuan.
Gargantuan.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're going to watch
as
its turn finishes. Uh-huh. Henning looks up and goes, oh, fuck. And Henning is just going to use his turn to...
He's furiously masturbating in the corner.
He's concentrating. He is going to run 5, 10, 15, 20 over to here. He is going to try to cast... Fuck it, I'm going all out. He's going to try to cast blindness on the beholder zombie.
Oh, shit, yeah.
If you want to go ahead and give me a con save, DC 15.
Okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm just burning through everything because I'm like, why not?
15. Dirty 15.
Just one of the ice stalks just flicks towards him, and I'm like, ah.
I rolled a 12, and I've got 3 to con. I'm like,
oh. Nice. That is going to... I was able to move him 5 feet. That's right. I'll do that next time. As part of casting my spell, I can move him.
Step him into the web. That'll be...
Nah. I think he's gonna he's gonna have no problem there.
Like he would be up. He was tall.
He's like,
yeah, his head's up near the dome.
Up near the top of the dome.
And some people have started leaving.
Yes, some people are like, no.
There's screams
as he presses against the dome. Flexes a little bit, and some of the guards are like, you watch as 2 more guards go to each side.
Yeah.
There's now 5 guards each side.
All right, Charles notices that.
Yeah, okay, that's gonna bring us down. Henning's had his action. Henning's had his movement. That is going to bring us down to the Beholder Zombie.
Oh, welcome to the party, pal.
Here we go.
All right.
This is what we like to see.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure none of my creatures have reactions.
Now, I'm going to roll a d4 because it uses a random...
Iray.
Magic Iray.
Yeah, this is what we're here for.
And I'm going to roll this onto the table
as
well.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's
go for it.
A thing.
Yeah. That's a 2.
That's number 2.
Tell me what he does. And if you need a longer...
Okay, it's an innovation ray. So the target creature must make a DC constitution saving throw.
Who's he targeting?
That's a very good question. I'm probably going to go with the motherfucker who's been casting web everywhere.
Yeah, the Edicap.
Because he's just...
Squishy boy.
Squishy boy, but he's also holding up the battlefield.
Excellent.
So, con save, thank you.
Con save from the Edicap coming your way. What's the DC there? I got a plus +1.
Wait a second. Wait. I rolled a 2, didn't I? I've given you the wrong ray.
Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw, sorry. And it's a fear ray, actually.
Oh, no. Okay.
I read the third one. Not
plus +1 to this roll. That is an 11.
That fails. You fail. Ooh. You are frightened for 1 minute.
Nice.
You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
Yeah.
But yes, you are currently frightened.
Excellent.
Disadvantage on ability checks while the source of fear is within its line of sight.
Excellent,
You cannot willingly move closer to the creature, which is the source of your fear.
Yeah. Disadvantage on ability checks, but also attack rolls as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls and can't move closer. Beautiful. Excellent. The Edicap... clicks with fear as the huge beholder zombie is there. Anything else you want to do?
Beholder zombie's just going to go... and it is going to shift 10 feet towards me. No, it was in me, the player, not the character.
Excellent,
Yeah, there we go. Boom.
Excellent. Floats closer to the Edicap there.
Yeah, just
beautiful.
Fear building.
That's going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk.
It is too.
The Umber Hulk is going to... and just get behind the Displacer Beast.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah. Is the Displacer Beast got his up?
It's not been back to his turn yet.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, it has.
No, it has. Yeah, it has. he ran over.
Have it back up. Yes, yeah, thank beautiful. Okay. For that.
So it's going to be
a straight roll.
It's a straight roll. Here we go. As the Umber Hulk swipes in once, that's a 14 plus 8 is 22.
Would you believe it?
That hits?
Misses. yeah, that'll hit.
Excellent. That is going to be 1d8 plus 2d4. That is going to be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 points of slashing damage with the first hit.
Okay, 14.
14.
Yeah, that's fine.
Loses his business.
He's starting to hurt.
That is going to be a 19 to hit.
That will hit as well, yeah.
Which is going to do... what is that? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 points of slashing damage.
Jesus.
An 8 on the D8 there. And then he's... Oh. How's he looking?
Looking pretty rough.
Yeah, he's going to go in for a mandible attack now. And that is a natural 20.
I hate you.
So that's going to be...
Why you hit my kitty?
It's going to be...
Why you hit it?
4d4 plus 4d8.
Yeah.
As it comes down, enormous mandibles just over the head of it. That's a terrible roll. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I haven't rolled these yet. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 points of damage with that bite.
And as you bite in, it just lets out this kind of pitiful... And how do you want to do this?
Literally just going to lean down, and I think the audience is actually going to scream, and Henning's actually going to freak out a little bit, as the Umber Hulk leans down, grabs the Beholder Beast, and just shakes it back and forth, and throws it against the wall here, and it hits the side of the dome, and goes... Poof, and slides down the side there.
Yeah.
And that is the Displacer Beast gone.
Yeah, and the dome shimmers as the blood... about a 5 feet after it slides down, the blood starts to...
Yeah, exactly.
And when the creature hits the ground again, it starts to displace itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Having moved 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. It's going to stay there, and it's going to go over the top of the Quaggoth and just be like trying to get past the Quaggoth there. And it is bearing down on your... Beholder.
Bear down for midterms.
That's going to bring us round to the Hook Horror at the end of the round. Is the Hook Horror looking towards the Umber Hulk?
No, the Hook Horror has closed its eyes.
Beautiful. It is restrained, but it has its eyes closed. It is free to do whatever it wants.
It's going to use its fucking turn to break free.
We're breaking free.
All right. What was the DC on that one again?
11.
Oh, yeah, no, he's rolled a 12 plus 4.
Beautiful. So breaks good. Free. Boom. Is he stepping out? Or
Va-boom.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Eyes closed. He steps out of the web there.
Yeah. that's essentially, that's what he's got.
Beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Love Excellent. That for me.
Excellent. That is going to bring us round to the Etacap. Does not get his web back, so he is going to... He's frightened. He's going to turn around, and as he goes to run away from the Displacer Beast, from the Beholder,
yeah.
He turns and faces the Hook Horror. What's your ruling? Fear it was in within line of sight, and now I've turned away from him.
I think you are still within a line of sight because there's nothing in between you. Just because you're not facing from it means you are still afraid of it. You've got to get away. If there was a pillar that you could hide behind, I'd say that would be out of line of sight.
How would that rule with the Umber Hulk then? With the Umber Hulk side?
I mean, yeah, once you've seen it. But if you're closing your eyes... I mean, if your character closed its eyes...
I'll say that he's still frightened. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But we'll have to be careful with our ruling of what can see the Umber Hulk and what... Because it is there.
It is there. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. That is going to... he's just going to take an attack with disadvantage at the Hook Horror, just trying to get him out of the fucking way. That's a 10.
That misses.
Nice. Swipes out. No luck there. Very terrified there. It's going to bring us down to... Displacer Beast dead. Charles.
Now, so Charles is here now. He's seen the Umber Hulk. He will roll for fear.
You're just out of 30 feet.
I am just out of 30 feet.
Just.
Beautiful.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
You are just out of sight there.
Charles is going to back up a little.
You see Henning's just Henning's like waving at you to get the fuck out of the way. You don't even know if Henning's got control over this thing now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, coolios. Well, with this next thing, it's good. I'm going to definitely shift my ass back a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to back right the fuck up.
Yeah. You hear a bit of taunting from the guards behind, like, hey, chicken, there, get in there.
Now, can you get me a 40-foot cube per chance? And I'm going to need you to make...
Here it is. Yeah. What do you want it, right over the battle?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like he is good.
Okay, so do you want to lift your guard?
Just out of it.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Okay.
Boom. Now, I'm going to get you to roll three separate... wisdom saving throws for
excellent.
Me, please.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So I'm going to say, we're going to go size-wise here. So yeah. Green is the Etacap, purple is the Quaggoth, big silver one is my Umber Hulk.
You're trying to beat a 16 wisdom.
Okay, not looking good. So let's go with our Etacap first. Etacap got a 10. The Quaggoth got a... 11, and the Umber Hulk, wisdom save, got an 8, yeah, all
so fail. They're all fail, yeah. So they are all slowed.
Yes, nice.
They are all slowed, so beautiful. Altering the time around 6 creatures of my choice within the 40-foot cube.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they speed is halved. They have a -2 to AC.
Beautiful.
And dexterity saving throws.
Excellent.
Cannot use reactions. And it's on your turn. You can choose to use an action or a bonus action, not both.
Beautiful.
Regardless of anything.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Much, you can't make more than one attack during this time.
Yes, 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 yeah.
Excellent. And if they try to make a spell, it takes longer time.
Yeah, you have to, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Now, you can make another wisdom saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
Very nice.
So, if you want to get some slow... tokens for these guys.
Yeah, I can't find my slow tokens, but we know all my creatures are slowed, basically.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, true. Beautiful. Yep. And slap your concentration on there. Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And with that, I'm just going to, I'm sort of, Charles at this point is just going to be like, okay, what's the voice again? Ah, there we are. Harrisford. How about we all calm down and slow it down a tad? And as he's sort of like, you know,
weaving
his hands around, sort of spinning around. He's sort of in his hands. He seems to be holding a sand kind of time counter, and he spins it upside down, and sand starts slipping upwards.
Very nice.
Instead of downwards, and it's so
very
slow.
Nice. Excellent, excellent, excellent. That is going to bring us down to the Quaggoth. The Quaggoth is going to step out of the way. What is it? 5, 10, 15, I believe. Half speed.
Half speed, yes.
Beautiful. It's going to step out 15 feet, is then going to, with its two mirror images up, it is then going to hold an attack for if anything gets within range there. No, because it can't use a reaction.
It cannot, no.
Yeah, so it's not going to hold an attack. It is going to sit tight and keep concentrating on keeping my big boy big.
Nice.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Henning. Henning is going to see the slow that you've cast. What happens when you cast slow and haste at the same time?
I'd assume it would just go back to normal.
Yeah, right. Looks at you, is going to toss a... is going to look at the quag... look at the big boy here. Is going to... adjust density on him as an action and give him back 10 feet of speed.
Okay.
Jump twice as far as normal. Give him 10 feet of speed, and because I've cast on him, he gets shifted 5 feet. Whoop.
Nice. And that's not a concentration thing, is it?
No. Adjust density is just a...
Gravity wizards.
Oh, hang on. So you imagine the other way. It is a concentration thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll leave him where he is. Thank you for pulling me up on that. Instead, I'm going to toss a... I'm going to have to toss a magnify... That's attacking your creatures. I don't think I'm going to do that. You know what he's going to do? He's going to look at the... He's going to take a step forward. He's going to look at the display, the beholder zombie, mm-hmm. and just say, "Why did the chicken cross the road?"
Oh, no.
To get to the other side. And he's going to try a Tasha's hideous laughter.
Now,
oh, hang on. Is his intelligence less than 4?
His intelligence is less than 4. His intelligence is 3.
There you go. So as that comes out at him, it's just deadpan. And yeah. Even the audience is deadpan. And Henning's like, did that... Oh, fuck. And the spell has no effect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That is going to bring us to, to the beholder.
That is my dumbest creature. The beholder zombie.
Oh, because I guess it's undead.
It's undead.
That's going to bring us down to the beholder itself. With its many, many eyes, does it see the Umber Hulk?
I mean, that's a good question. I would say probably.
Okay, can it make a charisma saving throw, please?
It's definitely going to try. It's got a super low charis.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Come on, dice, don't fuck me. -3, though. 14?
That's not quite enough.
Fuck.
Roll a d8 for me.
Fuck. Fuck.
You want a 7 or an 8? Basically.
A 7 or an 8. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not adding anything to this, am I?
No.
That's a 1.
That's a 1. The creature does nothing for its turn.
Oh, you... Oh, boy. There's a problem when you go with a creature with so many eyes and there's a creature that inflicts fear on the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that do anything to my current casting of fear, or is that...
I don't think so.
If my guy's afraid, it doesn't mean...
No, it does nothing, really.
That's hilarious.
He's not frightened, he's just... Can't move. Can't do anything for a turn.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Oh, shit. That's, okay.
Sucks a little bit.
That is going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk.
Yeah.
Who is going to 5, 10, 15. And he's just going to take one bite.
Hulk.
One single bite at the Beholder Zombie. That is going to be a 19 to hit the Beholder Zombie.
That will hit the Beholder Zombie.
Okay.
That's true.
As it chomps down on the Beholder Zombie, it gets like an eye stalk. It's like... Beholder Zombie is going to take... 21 points of slashing damage.
That is a feisty bite you've got there.
Yeah, that big... It having been enlarged, you can see that its bite has a bit more chomp to it, quite literally. And it is standing over the top, and as it tries to bite again, it's like... I need to make a wisdom save for the Quaggoth real quick. That's going to be a fail. And a save for the Umber Hulk at the end of its turn for your slow.
Yes.
That's going to be a fail as well. A 10 and a... 8.
Oh, that is a fail.
Beautiful. That is going to be the Umber Hulk's turn, bringing us down to the Hook Horror.
Hook Horror. All right. Well, Hook Horror is just going to move straight up to the Edicap.
Is its eyes open?
No. It's got blind
beautiful.
Sight.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, keeping its eyes closed. Yeah
blind sight, eyes closed.
Nice.
It can still see everything within 60 feet of itself.
Beautiful.
It
no problem.
Where shit is.
Can it see his eyes? No. Can't see his eyes. Doesn't make sense.
No one has got his
eyes. Yeah, beautiful.
So, you know, utilizing the vibrations in the ground, it's going to sort of move forward to the Edicap, and he's going to make, for the first time, I think, 2 attacks.
Edicap hasn't been hit just yet, unfortunately.
Has it not?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah, the Quaggoth has.
Now, questioning.
Yeah.
Is that considered flanking?
No, your beholder doesn't have a reach of 10 feet, does it?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yep.
No, you're right.
But, I'm frightened. No advantage, unfortunately.
No advantage, frightened. Yeah. No, that's okay.
Yep. Good looking out there.
I've got 15 to hit.
15 will hit an Edicap.
15 will hit.
Yeah, cool.
And then the second hit, we've got 15 again.
Yeah, 2 hits for sure.
Nice.
Get my HP for my Edicap.
Beautiful. So we've got 2.
Edicaps don't have a hell of a lot of HP, but...
Ooh. 13 points of piercing damage. Nice. As both of these hooks kind of both sides of the etiquette.
Not happy about
And again, just this kind of shrill from the hook horror.
Nice.
As it sort of withdraws its hooks and looks up at the sky and this kind of like pulsing neck. Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
It is.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent. That brings us back around top to the Edicap. Edicap doesn't make a save for the frightened, just frightened for a minute.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, no, it can at the end of its turn.
Oh, okay. Well, let me roll that for last turn. No, that's a 3. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So, on this turn, roll to see if it gets its web. That's a 6. It does get its web. It is going to drop web on itself.
Now, is that a spell?
No, it is not.
Just an innate ability?
It is an innate ability because it jizzes out web. But it's all it can do.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
Is it one action?
Yes, it is one action.
Well, how do you want to rule this? So if the creature attempts to cast a spell...
It's not a spell.
Not a spell?
It's an innate action. Okay. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. It is going to drop a web, and it's just going to go for the hook horror, because it really doesn't like the hook horror.
It does not like the hook horror.
Hook horror restrained for now. Excellent. That is going to... bring us down, and he's stuck there, unfortunately. Yeah, he is still slowed, still frightened. He can't do shit, and he's just there quaking in his boots. He can't even move away, like he doesn't want to move at all. No, he would, though, I think. Nah, he's going to stay there. He's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do with himself. It's going to bring us down to Charles.
Charles in charge. Charles has just not had a great run of this. This is, you know, he's looking around.
Displacer beasts in pieces.
Two displacer beasts are in pieces. You know, the Thracrene is dead.
Yeah.
It's, oh man, there's just so much that's happening right now, and it is a bit cray cray.
Here we go.
Going to twin a spell.
Yes. That's what we're here for.
Because Charles sees that this isn't really going his way. Even though he's slowed down these creatures, he kind of wants to sort of speed things along.
Yeah.
So we're going to use some meta magic here. Going to get a twin spell going on.
Yes.
Let's have a look. Yes. Targeting more than one creature. Ooh. I'm going to get some... I'm going to upcast it as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a second level.
Uh-huh.
Dissonant Whispers.
Just point that mic down at your mouth, please. And thank you.
Sorry, there we go. I'm going to get a second level Dissonant Whispers.
Nice.
Twin spelled.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack... I'm not going to attack the big guy, because I like to think I'm avoiding looking at him. Even though I'm not within the range.
Fuck. Yeah.
So the Edicap and the Quaggoth, I would like you to make two wisdom saving throws for
Excellent.
Me, please.
Edicap first up. That is a 13.
That fails.
Excellent. And the Quaggoth, that is a 3 for a 4.
Surprisingly, pass. No.
Yay. Excellent.
They are going to take some damage.
Yeah. There'll be a con save in a moment as well.
Yeah, as they hear my voice in their head just sort of like echoing like, die, you fucking little cunt. and they take 7. Ooh. 14. They take 14 points of psychic damage. However, I have an ability that allows me to increase psychic damage.
Okay.
Which I will not use.
Okay.
So 14 points of psychic damage.
Nice.
Now, the other funky thing about this particular spell... 14
plus 20... What's 13 plus 14?
You immediately use your reaction.
13 plus 14 is
27.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Now, you must immediately use your reaction, if available.
To run
which
away.
Which they don't have reactions because they're slowed.
They don't. They're slowed, yeah.
Interesting. You're meant to move half its speed.
Yeah, no luck there, unfortunately. However, I will give you a con save for the Quaggoth. And it needs to beat a 10.
Ah, there we go.
Plus 3 to this roll. That is a fail, and my big chunky boy just loses a size. Goodbye, Mini. Hello, other Mini. Just shrinks down one size as my Quaggoth has lost its enlarge reduce. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Very cool. Nice. Oh, hang on.
Hold up.
Spicy. Excellent. Oh. This is fun. You watch as the Quaggoth takes that kind of... takes that energy. You watch as Henning kind of looks across to you and just kind of raises his arms like, we're casting on our friends now. And you watch as this creature, the Quaggoth, kind of goes a little bit feral and its claws come out. Ooh. And it immediately kind of gets down on its kind of haunches and looks like it's going to try and just goes from a spellcaster to a bit of a savage bitch. But looking very badly hurt. The Edicap is looking very badly hurt. The tides have turned in an instant here.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they have.
Anything else you want to do?
Looking at my spell list now, there is something I probably should have done instead. but as Hanning said,
yeah,
we are tucking our friends now. Mm. And Charles is just going to sort of look around and shrug. The scenario at this point in time is that these creatures need to kill each other. But we need to put on a good enough show. And hopefully we do such a good show that we both survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Charles is thinking.
Excellent. Edicap, that's going to bring us down to the Quaggoth. The Quaggoth is going to 5, 10, 15 towards the Beholder and just take one attack because he is slowed, but... and goes... It is an enormous swipe, and because he has 10 hit points or fewer, he has advantage on the attack.
Oh, shit.
That is going to be a... dirty 20 to hit the Beholder.
Yeah, that'll hit him.
He gets an extra 2d6 to his damage there. And as he swipes in the throes of death, that's terrible. 7, 8, 9, 10 points of slashing damage to the Beholder zombie as the Quaggoth slashes in there. He's then going to make a wisdom save. That is a 13. He's still slowed. Beautiful. That's going to bring us down to Henning. Henning is going to... He's concentrating on his spell. He's going to look at you having cast slow, dissonant whispers. Just going to shake his head. As he shakes his head, you watch as Henning starts to... go big or go home, I guess. Henning starts to weave his fingers in a very ambitious sort of way. Mm-hmm. And as he does, you watch... as he drops a... Oh, no, what's he... What? No, I'm going to do...
Just a fireball.
Magnify gravity? No. I'm trying to figure out where I can...
Oh, gravity wizard, yeah.
He's going to do a...
I wonder if I could... Let's see. Would you permit that?
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
He's going to drop a big old ball of magnified gravity as you watch as the eye stalks of the Beholder kind of crumple a little bit. It's like, can it make a constitution saving throw, please?
You know, them zombies are all about that constitution, right?
Yeah.
Con saving throw. What am I beating?
A 15.
Oh, that's not going to beat it.
Okay. The Beholder is going to take, 8, 16... 22 points of force damage.
Gravity damage.
Of gravity damage as it is kind of crushed down. It is now, its speed's also now dropped by, speed is halved until the end of its next turn.
Ooh.
The audience are going nuts now seeing that we are casting on each other's creatures.
This is what they wanted.
Excellent. that is going to bring us down.
So, speed is halved. It has a movement speed of 10 feet.
Shit. That is
it
going
only
to.
Had a 20 foot fly speed.
It's so good. It's going to bring us down to the Beholder itself, having been attacked by the Quaggoth by me. Are its eyes open at the start of its turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No. There's too many eyes for them all to be closed.
I know. I mean, you could, but then you couldn't use your eye thing. Yeah. Well, what'd you get? Charisma saving throw.
Oh, it's negatives. Ah, shit. 13?
Roll a d8 for me, please.
Oh, you son of a bitch. 7.
Beautiful. Yeah, you make one melee attack against a random creature. So roll a roll a d20 for me. Yeah. 1 to 10 is the Quaggoth. Anything higher 18. Is the beautiful. That's going to be the Umber Hulk.
Oh, fuck. Not the one I wanted to attack.
So you're going
to
make an attack roll against the Umber Hulk, uh-huh. please. No, it goes to bite 7. The Umber Hulk, latches onto its arm, and the Umber Hulk just flexes, and the beholder's mouth goes and pops back open.
Yeah, that's not great.
That is going to bring us anything else.
He's going to move because none of them have reactions.
He cannot.
He can.
The D8 determines what he can do on that turn. On a 7 or 8, the creature makes one melee attack, or it does nothing if no creature is within reach.
Cannot move as well.
Yeah, because there's one that says it moves in a random direction.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So it is utterly entranced by the Umber Hulk's eyes.
I hate this.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I'm very sorry. The Umber Hulk is going to lash out just another mandible strike. That is not going to be a good... that's going to be 14 to hit.
Just misses.
Beautiful, yeah. As it goes to bite down... Its claw, its jaws clash around it. That brings us down to the Hook Horror, who is restrained with its eyes closed.
But he can still attack.
Yeah, if it's within reach. Yeah, it's with disadvantage. Yeah. But
disadvantage?
Yeah, but absolutely can hit the very hurt Etacap from there.
I'm going to try to make his two attacks, both with disadvantage.
Yeah.
13 to hit?
13 will hit the Etacap, just.
And... better than 13. So and
go ahead and give me your your damage rolls there. Yeah. The Etacap is looking hurt. Oh, not as hurt as I originally thought, but yes, it is looking pretty hurt.
So 8 points for the first hit.
Nice.
Oh, that's better. 12 points for the second hit.
So 20 points all up.
Yeah, as it cops like these two massive hooks just.
Tell me how you handle this creature.
Oh, good.
This is close.
As the Etacap's kind of like...
This is too close.
Trembling. It's trembling. There's a little bit of fear in it. And this first hook sort of pins its foot to the ground, and it's sort of... and then the second one just, again, from the jaw upwards, straight through that and the head. Now, what happens to the web once?
The web's supposed to stay, but I'll get rid of it because...
Get rid of it?
It doesn't make sense to me.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. And you
I was like clumping web constantly, exactly, which would make sense. But yeah, the web disappears and the hook
sort of breaks off and
feels that that
good.
Goodness.
So then it will move.
Yes. Yeah.
It will. Let's get ourselves in here. So we're going to go 5, 20... 25, 30, and it is going to jump up behind.
Yeah, large beast.
The Umber Hulk. Yeah,
both large. Cool,
both large.
Yeah, beautiful.
Large monstrosity.
Yeah. Very nice. Excellent.
And that is going to be his turn. Eyes still closed.
Yeah,
he has blind sight.
Yeah. That is going to bring us down to Charles. Concentrating on slow, still
on slow. So at this point. Charles is... Now that's another thing as well, because that's another concentration spell. Again, guys, nice rounded characters. Make sure not all your spells are concentration.
Yeah, I've done the same.
Single action turn one. loving that. Let's get... Actually, let's do this. Perfect. So, going to cast... So Charles is sort of looking in. He sees what's happening here. He's just like, okay, this is the thing. Shit's going down. I'm going to cast a very simple first level spell, Earth Tremor.
Okay.
And he sort of points at the ground right in between the Umber Hulk and our Quaggoth.
Yeah.
And he's going to cast this Tremor. Now, I'm going to need... another saving throw. This is going to be a dexterity saving throw this time. Now, because they're slowed, they
disadvantage.
Get disadvantage on dexterity saves.
Does it hit?
Oh, no. Sorry, they just take a -2.
Does it hit your creatures as well?
Well, it's not going to hit the beholder because he's flying.
Beautiful. It's going to hit
it's
him?
It's only going to be 10 feet here.
10 foot. Okay, yep. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yep. Is that 10
Yeah, so it's going to be like there.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So excellent. Right on the beholder, get
so
the two creatures next
negative
to it.
Two to our deck
negative
save.
Negative two to your deck save.
That is a 17, 18 minus two for a 16.
For 16?
For the Umber Hulk.
That is the saving throw.
Should be 15. Are we both 15?
No, I'm a 16.
How did you do that?
DC 16. Well, because I've got a 20 in charisma.
Oh, yeah, you changed
you,
up.
No, no, I didn't
you
change.
Changed up. No, 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 that's what I like it. I like it.
I told you the wrong number.
I like it. That's what it and that is an 18 plus 1 for a 19 minus 2. Both safe.
They're both safe.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do they take?
Let's actually check this out, because I just think they take the damage, but don't...
Earth Tremor?
They're not knocked prone. Or is that the one? Yeah,
half
hold
damage?
On. Let me just check. I should have read this before.
That's right.
On a failed save, they take the damage and they're knocked prone. They didn't fail the save, so they're both fine.
Is that... Yeah.
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 That sucks. But it is difficult terrain.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know. So let me drop this
difficult terrain under our creatures. Whoop, right there. Yeah. Nice. There we go. Beautiful. Okay.
Well, that's... That makes me sad. I really wish they'd failed that.
That would have been nice. Anything else you want to do there?
I mean, gosh. Yeah, again, not a lot I can do on a bonus action.
Yeah.
Action economy, everyone. That's
Another thing.
That's another thing.
That is another thing.
No, that is all. I will take the opportunity to move an extra 5 feet this way. Just
yeah.
to take like a slight
yeah. Henning's
step.
Right in the fucking...
Right up in
yeah.
the grill.
We come to the Quaggoth. The Quaggoth is going to attack the Beholder with one swipe, sorry.
Of course he is, yeah.
That is a... 18 to
that
hit?
Will hit, yes.
Okay, a little bit of extra damage because he's near death. Oh, spicy. That's going to be 11, 12, 13, 14 points of slashing damage there.
Okay.
And as he swipes out, claws at it, you watch as Henning, now completely focused, you watch his brow furrow, and he actually looks like he is kind of now... kind of going into this zen,
ooh,
almost survival mode. He is going to...
The crowd is going absolutely nuts at this point in time. They've seen us attack each other's creatures. They've seen us boost our creatures. Yeah.
Keep vamping for me.
Oh, it's great. We cut back to the crowd briefly, and we hear the voice... ladies and gentlemen, it's now coming down. Two creatures have been destroyed yet again. We're looking now at the final four. Things are not looking good for this beholder zombie. Wonder what's up the sleeve of our wizard friend. And sort of it cuts around and you sort of just like, you see like these little vignettes, like families with like kids like trying to peek past their parents' fingers as like the gore is just getting strewn about the place. There are nervous looking guards because these creatures, the Umber Hulk especially, was like... Okay. Leaning against the barrier as this magical force field was struggling to keep it contained. They look concerned. And it sort of spins around and you see the guy selling your purple worm Twizzlers once more. He's run out. He's had to go
he
and
left.
Get fresh
yeah,
stock.
He got the fuck out of there.
Two people have fainted. You know, it's there's a lot going on right now.
I was looking up what happens when you cast haste and slow together.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Let me read you. I'm not going to do it, but I'll read you what the... Because this is good for education purposes. Haste plus slow. The too long didn't read of it is... they negate each other with the following exceptions. You can use one action or bonus action and one action from the extra actions list on the haste list. However, you can only attack once per round, so that extra action from the haste action must be something else.
Be something else.
You have advantage on your deck saving throws, but you have a negative two penalty.
That's
fun. That's funky.
Fun.
That's very,
fun,
very funky. Henning, however, is quite terrified and is going to... he is going to drop a He's gonna drop another magnify gravity on the beholder.
Oh yeah.
Just to get actually no, he's gonna drop it on your hook horror, because the hook horror is actually much more terrifying.
Hasn't taken any damage.
Yeah. If you want to go ahead and give me a con saving throw, please.
Con. Oh yeah, he's a pretty tough boy.
Yeah.
Nat 20,
beautiful. He's gonna take half this damage.
Gotcha.
Oh, I upcast it as well. That was dumb. Ooh. Oh well, I've already done it. Half damage, no speed reduction. So he's going to take, what do we got? 19 points halved to eight points of damage. And as the hook horror kind of looks at him, Henning's just going to step back against the wall here. He's too panicked to figure out what he wants to do.
I like to think that as the gravity pushes down on the hook horror, it stands up to its full extent, but like, it struggles. It's its arms sort of like bust through, almost like through water, and it goes. shrill shriek, beak pointed upwards again, the throat doing the honk thing. And
beautiful. That's going to bring us down to the beholder zombie. If it can make a charisma saving throw, please.
All right, you and your fucking negative charisma, beholder zombie.
You got this.
Woo! Natural 19, minus 3,
for a 16. That saves.
Oh,
finally!
I do like this dice when it comes through.
Yeah. Absolutely. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Even though the Umber Hulk's eyes are glowing, the beholder zombie doesn't give
just
a fuck.
Just goes fuck this. Turns around and it is going to. First of all, I'm going to flip that coin again to see who it's going to attack.
Yeah.
We'll do the death head, the creature that's near death.
Yeah.
Will be the Quaggoth.
Big boy.
It is going for the big boy. Yeah. Umber Hulk. And we're going to go a D4, and this is going to tell us what we're rolling again, because it is a random magical eye.
Yeah. A one.
Paralyzing Ray. I'm going to need a Constitution saving throw.
Oh,
thank
beautiful.
You.
We like
now,
these.
Because you're slowed, is there any negatives to Constitution? No, it's
not
just Dexterity.
Cons, no. That is a 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
As the eye ray comes out.
That's the worst one.
Anything else it wants to do? I'm waiting for that 8d8 damage.
Yeah, so am I. I'm waiting for the 10d8 damage.
Oh, yes.
From Disintegration.
Yeah,
right? He's going to hover back.
Yeah, beautiful. Hovers back.
Oh, has he got his full movement?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. 20 feet.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15.
So, 5, 10, 15, 20. And sort of like awkwardly moving back towards Charles.
Yeah,
is kind of just like,
where are you going?
And it's, of course, going to make things short. Now, that is difficult terrain where they are currently.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, but it doesn't affect you.
Beautiful. The Umber Hulk spins on his heel facing the hook horror and is going to take a swipe at the hook. Oh, I haven't been making saving throws for these guys at the end of their turn. Sorry. Last turn, that was a fail. And for the Quaggoth, two fails. Excellent. So the Umber Hulk swipes out. That is a 9 is 18. So 17 to hit your hook horror.
Yes, that will hit.
Excellent. With its big old mandibles, do a big old chomp, and it's going to have a D4 because I'm doing that. That is going to be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points of slashing damage.
Nice.
As it slashes in there, as it does. We come down to the hook horror's turn with this enormous Umber Hulk in its face, but with blindsight, no issues.
No issues there. Yeah. Not frightened. Can kind of see this like pulsing outline of it, you know, with that sonar vision kind of style.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, hook horror wants to
party.
Shift the odds. Slightly.
Mm. I'll tell you right now, the Umber Hulk is looking fine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The Quaggoth is looking pretty bad.
Yeah.
How are yours?
Umber Hulk, the Hook Horror is pretty fine.
Yeah.
The Beholder's looking rough.
Okay, right.
It's looking pretty rough.
Yeah.
Average.
Yep. Makes sense.
Looking about a third.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hook Horror is going to sort of shift around slightly.
Yeah. This way?
No, other way.
Oh, this way?
Yeah. To kind of get within reach of both.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's going to make a first attack against the Quaggoth.
Go ahead and make an attack against the Quaggoth there.
Come at me, Quaggoth. That's going to be a 13 to hit.
A 13 destroys one of the mirror images.
Yeah, nice.
One mirror image
left. Second hit. Forgot about the mirror images. 22 to hit.
It destroys the last mirror image. I rolled a 6, and that's what I had to roll.
Nice.
Okay, the Quaggoth loses its mirror images. Shit, it is pretty fucked.
Yeah, that's it. That's what's okay. All
right.
Only two attacks. Yeah.
Nice. That brings us back around to Charles.
Charles is gonna get the fuck out of the way because he sees the beholder zombie coming towards him, and he's just like,
"Yeah, please no, please
don't,
no,
don't come home."
Yeah, don't come home.
20. He's gonna shift 20 feet away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good amount of moving, I reckon. From there, Jesus. Still gonna maintain the concentration. I really don't want them doing any more
than they can. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. Just again, looking at what I got. That's not concentration spells. Not a lot. There's not a lot. I'm just gonna leave it at that because I think these creatures now fighting each other.
Yeah.
I think we haven't done anything to attack each other's creatures in a little while. I'm just gonna leave that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to see how this turns out as well.
Yeah.
But what I will do is I am gonna cast Sending.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're kind of on opposite sides now, almost of the arena once more. There's a whole monster battle that's going on in between us.
Kaiju battle. Yeah.
Exactly. And our telepathic link has been severed. But I want to know what Hanning is thinking. So I'm going to message with a sending spell.
Okay.
And because of my psychic powers, I don't have to say it out loud. I can just do it in my mind. So,
yeah.
So Hanning, I'm going to... Yeah, and that's my message. I'm going to... in your mind, you're going to hear. But are you going to hear? This is the question. This is what I'm going to say, whether or not you hear it, I guess. We do a roll. I'm going to say, enlarge the Umber Hulk, attack the barrier, ?
Anything else you want to say?
And that's going to
okay.
be it.
Okay, go ahead and give me a real quick Arcana check.
Yeah.
Similar to when you tried to press the digi through. Yeah. Oh, not press the digi.
Control flame,
yeah.
Good. 24.
You hear back, he is enlarged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very true.
You would hear you would hear he is enlarged. He would do better with another attack. And that's all you hear.
Fair.
this is a real trust exercise here now.
It is.
Excellent. Anything else you want to do?
No, that's him.
Beautiful. It's not quite my turn, so the Quaggoth is going to have its turn, unfortunately. It is going to spin and attack the Hook Horror just once. That is going to be a 15 to hit the Hook Horror.
Yes, that is its AC.
Okay. Hook Horror is going to take a tidy 7, 8, 9, 10 points of slashing damage.
Nice.
As the Quaggoth is now like breathing very, very hard, very, very ragged, not having a good time. That brings us down to Hanning. Hanning is going to... he's still enlarged. Hanning is going to... Hanning is going to say in primordial.
Oh, he's going to yell some primordial across the battlefield?
Yeah.
I like it.
And he's going to say, which end?
Nice. Now, I will say for those, for you listening at home, we chose... our languages, and we chose a language that we both speak so that we can, in scenarios like this, as a team, talk and communicate in case of psychic link break, which appears to have happened. So that is good. That is good. I like that. Will you allow me a time to reply
or
on
very,
my turn?
Very quickly, yeah.
Very quickly, I will say this side.
Okay. I'm going to use my action. I am holding a gravity... I can't because that'll drop the enlarge on him, and I can't haste him because that'll drop the enlarge on him. I am going to cast a... I'm going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm going to whistle, and the Umber Hulk is going to turn. And on his turn, he will do something, but that is all Henning is going to do. I'm going to use my action to kind of direct him where to go. Oh, I could... I am going to drop I'm going to drop a grease spell just on the hook horror.
Oh, nice.
Try and
nice.
Get him out of the way. It's just going to be in that 10-foot square. If he could just give me a real quick... I'm just burning all my spells. Why not?
Fair.
Just a dex saving throw.
Just a dex.
Yeah.
Hook horrors, famous for their dexterity.
Nice.
They're not at all. That's just a straight 12.
12, yeah. Whoop. Slips over, falls prone. I nod to the Umber Hulk. That's going to bring us to the Beholder.
Ooh, look, the Beholder's...
You haven't had a chance to direct it at all.
No, and the Beholder is feeling damaged. I don't think it's going to take any direction from me.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do the same thing. It's going to roll. It's going to flip a coin and see which of the creatures it's going to attack.
I'm now pointing that way, unfortunately, though, so I will need charisma saving throw.
I'm just going to check the distance.
I didn't realize an Umber Hulk had that confusing gaze.
You are within 30 feet of me. So
that's brutal. I got to bring out an Umber Hulk for...
Oh, negative on the charisma. Negative charisma is negative 3 for the thing is fucked.
Is bad.
So it's 18, 17, 16, 15. 15?
15 is the saving throw. He is fine.
Oh.
Give me that eye ray.
Fuck.
Give me that eye ray.
Come on. I need a good D4. Let's go D4. We've got to figure out who it's attacking first.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. That's back to the big boy.
Back to the big boy. Rolling the D4 in the table once more. It's a 2 again. God damn, 2 again. It's the fear ray. Ah.
What's the saving throw? Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Okay, here we go. Rolling wisdom.
God damn it. That's...
There we go. Got the dice out.
Got the dice out.
That's a 2.
Oh, he fails.
So he's frightened.
He is now frightened of me.
And he cannot move in the direction that we want him to now.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Again, not what I wanted.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. That is going to bring us down, unless the Beholder wants to move.
Beholder is going to shift. It's going to keep moving its trajectory, which was backwards.
Yeah.
And it's going to head back.
Right up against the wall.
And it's up against the wall.
Yeah. Excellent. The Umber Hulk is going to turn frightened. It's just going to take a bite down at the...
Old Mate Hook Horror,
unfortunately. One attack. Frightened, disadvantage on attacks? I can't remember.
No, but da-da-da. Advantage because he's prone.
Advantage. No. So, yeah, disadvantage on attack roll. So, it's straight roll.
Straight roll. There we go.
That is going to be a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Just misses.
Oh, beautiful. No, sorry. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, 14. Yeah, just misses.
Beautiful. The hook horror is kind of like writhing about on the ground, and chomp just misses.
He is then going to follow orders. He's still going to head to the side, but he's going to go 5, 10, 15.
Yeah.
Nice. And he is running towards the side there. That is going to bring us down to the hook horror. Who is in the grease. Grease is the word.
Now, what's the ruling on that? Does he use his half his movement to try to stand up?
A creature that enters the area or ends its turn there.
Okay.
So
he's going to get up and try to move.
Yeah.
Whoop. So up and try to move. What's the... Is it a DC?
It is a dexterity saving throw 15.
15. Nope. So he's still on the ground.
Still on the ground. Standing in the area. Dexterity saving throw 4th prone. It's a creature that enters the area. It hasn't entered the area on its turn, though.
No, okay.
So I'll say that it gets up with half its speed and then it can move. And if it ends its turn there...
Gotcha.
Same sort of spot.
So I'll get him to shift around, but it's going to shift around... around towards Henning, but Ooh. Facing the other creature.
Like, yeah, right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there. Henning has a panicked look over at you,
yeah,
and you see Henning's getting ready to cast a spell on,
yeah,
the hook horror.
My eyes are... Yeah, yeah. Charles's eyes are wide at this, yeah, point in time. It's, yeah, just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to make its attacks against...
yeah, here we go.
Well, fuck me, that's going to miss. But this one here is a 12 plus 6.
That'll hit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking for... looking for 10 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Well, the first hit went wide. Plus 4. I kid you not. 6 plus 4 for 10 points of damage.
Tell me how you handle this creature.
Ah, again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The first swipe goes high, and the creature ducks down, but as it ducks down, the second hook is right below its chin, and it kind of impales itself.
Nice.
And the hook horror just sort of like lifts it up and doesn't even throw it off its arm. It just sort of holds it aloft, and the crowd erupts once more. And it's just kind of like wearing this quaggoth. Like it slides down to the elbow
like
joint.
A gauntlet.
And then it bends its elbow and it keeps it there.
Oh, cool.
So it's just like hanging off its limb.
Yeah, nice.
And it just...
Very
it's going
nice.
To... It's probably not got much movement left. It'll just take a 5-foot step forward. Like a victory kind of...
Okay.
Oh.
That is going to bring us back around to Charles.
Fuck. All right, Charles. Charles is now... He's kind of, like, looking across to Henning. And he's just, like, gesturing to, like, get out the way kind of thing. he is going to... Oh, fuck.
No more Quaggoth. There we go.
Because the Beholder... I don't think the Beholder can do much against this dome.
Yeah.
Because it's purely magic, but
disintegrate ray maybe.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I will that's a good point. Yeah. You'll hear this kind of like low muttering and then this kind of like high pitched whistle and
I'm gonna do my saves.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a 19 for the slow save.
The slow save.
Okay.
Nice. So he's no longer
slowed. Okay, he's no longer slowed. Okay, cool. Yep. Alright. Still frightened.
That's cool, still frightened. No longer slowed.
Yep.
I'll drop concentration on slow.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Because if I've noticed that he's made the save.
Yeah, yeah. It's not worth holding on to.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. I sort of see that it's moving a bit sluggish and then it speeds up in its last two steps.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sort of gesture for it to attack the barrier. Hopefully with its disintegration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
Okay, okay.
Now, in that case, for the next. We'll cross that bridge when we
cross
get
that
to
bridge
it.
When we get to it. Is Charles doing anything in particular?
Action-wise, I mean, again, not a whole heap he can do. Instead, he's going to look at his two remaining creatures, and he's going to wave his arms around and be like, let's speed things up. And he's going to grab that same sort of sand timer that was in front of him, that arcane sand timer. He's going to flip it the other way, and this time it's going to cast haste on his creatures.
Yeah, twinning it.
Twinning it.
Beautiful.
Oh, no, I don't need to. I'm just going to cast it at a higher level to target more creatures.
Your highest level should be third, right?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, yeah. So I will be twinning that one as well.
Beautiful. Excellent. You're going to have to get a bit closer to your hook horror, unfortunately, to reach it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I shall.
Nice.
So comes forward, cast on that one, and yeah, here we go. So we've got some hasted boys.
Yes, indeed.
So there you go. It's two of my big spells done.
Nice. Very nice. That's going to bring us down to Henning. Henning is going to look at look at you hasting your creatures, and he says, I'll raise you. And he's going to do the exact same. And now all out, still frightened, still concentrating, but it's no longer big. It's now back to its,
fast.
It's large, but it's now really, really fast. And it is running for this away from the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's going to be Henning's turn. Henning is going to bonus action, do nothing.
Nice.
And just kind of stay where he is. He doesn't want to move.
Is that a bonus or is that an action, though, to do nothing?
I think it's a bonus action, do nothing. Yeah, yeah.
I would have called it a free action.
He does not want to move near this creature.
No, that's fair. There's all sorts of horrors happening.
That is going to bring us down to the beholder.
To the beholder. All right.
Yes, indeed.
So, far out. So I wanted the... I sort of indicated to the beholder that I wanted to try to attack the dome with its disintegration ray.
Yeah.
And now the ray is still a random.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
But what I was thinking, instead of potentially, and let me know what you think, instead mm-hmm. of rolling a d4 again to see if it does one of four rays, because it's now taking direction, can it maybe flip a coin?
No, I'll say it can roll with advantage and you can pick which one you okay. want to use.
There you go. That's an even better way of doing it. All right, so two d4s.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. First one into the table.
Oh, I didn't roll to save from the fear as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to save for that.
Yeah. That is a 13 wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 13. Beautiful.
Yeah. So we've rolled a 3 and a 4.
So
it's going to use its disintegration ray, and it is going to target the dome, but it is going to shoot towards the Umber Hulk.
I need your beholder zombie
yeah.
to make a deception or performance check for me. Now,
well, it doesn't have any of those.
So the DC for the audience is going to be like 5.
Gotcha.
The DC for the game master is 10.
Yeah.
The DC for the chancellor is 15.
Gotcha. And what is that skill based in?
Charisma.
Charisma.
So it's just going to be a
So this is going to be bad.
Yeah, yeah. No. Do you want to roll the fuck you dice? Or?
I will. Yeah.
Or the big giant one? Just toss it on the floor?
I'll roll the. That one looks... That's a nice
Unless
dice.
You want to roll your own. That's absolutely fine.
No. Hey.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Here we go.
Fuck you dice.
So you want to get everyone.
I need to roll an 18 or higher.
Yes.
-3 charisma. I need an 18 or higher.
Here we go.
All right. Let's not damage the minis.
That's all good.
Okay.
Holy shit.
7.
That's a 4. That does not hit the audience's
that yeah, DC. Even the audience knows. It kind of aims a tentacle at it, but yeah. then just points it up.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me your, what is it, 10d10?
Yeah, 10d10.
Can you go ahead and roll 10d10?
I'm just going to do that on the app.
You don't want to roll 10d10?
I mean...
That works.
That was the worst fucking roll I think I've ever seen.
10d10? How much? Did you get over 30?
No.
You're shitting me.
No, there was 27.
Okay, here's what happens.
There were 4 ones.
Here's what happens. As the disintegrate hits the ceiling, you watch as the arcane shield kind of cracks and rattles a little bit. As it does, you hear the game master kind of tut and give like a... As he sees right through this ruse, as does the audience as they start to boo, as the Chancellor leans forward with a malevolent look. What does the Game Master say?
That's not very sportsmanlike, ladies and gentlemen. It appears that our beasts and our creatures and our players no longer wish to fight fair. Well, it looks like it's time to turn the odds against them. Maybe they decide they want to fight together once more. Let's introduce something else to the arena. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you really waited for, is it not? And the ground starts to tremble as this sort of section on the inside, in the very center of the map, kind of opens up, and this creature, chained to the platform that it's on, starts rising. Would you like to describe what we're looking at?
We are seeing a giant version of a Death Slard, a creature that is black stone-like quality. It has spikes coming out of its hands that hook down like monkey's paws. It has a flat lizard-like face, enormous maw with teeth, yellow eyes with black slits, and spikes coming down its back. And as it kind of leans there, it is going to roll initiative.
Fuck.
We fucked up. That is going to be a 12th and a 14 for the Death Slard. Excellent.
Yeah, shit. Well, for the hasted action, the
yes.
beholder.
Yes. Still got its movement as well. It can get to movement. That death Slard is right over the top of you.
Yeah. It's super close to Charles.
Yeah.
It's going to do another ray. It's got to do another ray.
Technicality, no down, boo over. Attack one melee weapon only, dash, disengage, hide, or use object.
You are right. It is gonna I guess.
Sorry. Fuck.
No, you are good. You are good. That does change some things. Yeah. Interesting. Look, it's... Would you allow an unarmed attack?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not going to do that. instead, it is going to see this Death Slard. And it's not afraid of the Death Slard, but it is in... It's kind of like... It's not having a good time. It's already a little bit damaged. I see you grabbing that massive...
No, don't worry about it.
But it is going to shift around, and it's going to go... It's... Oh, no, you don't. Fuck it. It's going to stay there. It's back against the wall, the dome. It's staring at this Death Slard, and it kind of just hisses at it a bit.
Yeah, beautiful. That is going to bring us down to the Umber Hulk. The Umber Hulk is still frightened.
It is indeed.
It is hasted, though. It is going to move. It is going to see this creature appear, and is going to move five. No, it's closer.
Can't move closer to it.
It is going to... Yeah, continue to run away. That's all it's going to do. Yeah. 5, 10, gets to the wall and kind of starts scratching against the wall, but cannot make it out. End of its turn. It's a nat one. It's still frightened. As the Umber Hulk runs away, Henning kind of looks the hooked horror in front of him. What would the hooked horror like to do? Hasted hooked horror.
Hasted hooked horror is going to see this new creature sort of pop up. And with the leftover quaggoth on its arm, it's going to sort of... And sort of start to dash forward.
Well, nice.
Dash, but it's going to shift itself.
Nice.
60 feet of movement. No issue to get right up in its grill. And it's going to sort of lunge at it and try to stick both hooks into it.
Yeah, go for it. Go ahead and give me some attack rolls there.
Boom. Boom. Oh, nat 20 on the second.
Beautiful. That hits.
And 19 on the first.
That hits as well.
All right, we'll do the first damage.
Yeah, beautiful.
Right, let's get this out of the way. Booyah. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Beautiful. 14 points of damage all up on the first hit.
Nice.
As this hook sinks deep into like the calf of this creature as it's sort of standing there, kind of oozes out with like this thick brackish blood.
Yeah.
And the second hit, the crit this time around. So we've got... oh, God. So 10, 16... 20 points of damage on the second hit.
Oh, 34 points. Big hits. There's a little bit of renewed second hit. There's a third hit. A hasted action, don't forget.
A third hit. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It's going to make its third strike. It's going to be 16 to hit.
Misses, unfortunately. Those first two hits being absolutely devastating, rocking this creature. As it hits this creature, it kind of leans down into it. It looks like it's about to reach up and hit the hooked horror as we come round to Charles's turn.
Now, Charles is in.
Charles is very close.
Feet away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 feet away from it. Ooh. Now, being a trapper,
uh-huh.
Would we be familiar with this creature?
You can make aberration. You can make a nature check for me or an arcana.
Is this going to be my action?
No, it's not. It's
just
free.
A straight
free check.
Free thing, free check. Yeah. That's a natural 19.
Beautiful.
Plus things.
You would know that
plus
this.
Plus arcana, was it? No, nature, you said.
Nature, yeah. You'd know that this three. Thing's got a very high armor class, a lot of hit points, resistant to most damages, and it can also cast spells.
My question is, do I know what reach it has?
You would know that it has typically a regular Death Slard would have a reach of 5 feet, so this must have a reach of 10 feet because of the size of it.
Cool. Knowing that I am 15 feet away from it, I am going to fucking yeet myself.
Yeah, yeah.
25, 30, and right up against the barrier here.
Beautiful.
I'm going to sort of spin around in the ground, grab some dirt in my hand.
Yeah.
And once more, I'm going to cast... Oh, actually, you know what? No, this one is going to be different. This is a new spell.
Yeah.
First time I've seen it. First time I'm using
new
it.
New spell, who dis?
New spell, who dis? It's called Freedom of the Waves.
Ooh.
And I am going to... I'm sweaty. I'm so sweaty right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull a strand of wet hair from my head and just jink, and that's the component for the spell.
Nice.
And I'm going to conjure a deluge of seawater in a 15-foot radius.
Nice.
10-foot tall cylinder centered on a point within my range. And it's going to be boom, right on this death slide.
Right on him or just off to the side so we miss your...
Just off the side so we miss
right there.
Our boy.
Beautiful.
No, it's only a 10-foot... No, 15-foot radius.
Yeah, that's a 15-foot radius.
10-foot
right
tall.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to take the form of a whirlpool.
Nice.
Or another form of my choice, if I wish. But the creature in the area, I need a strength saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Excellent. That is a 12,
13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You bastard. It saves.
Excellent.
interesting.
What happens there? Go ahead and...
Well, it does not seem to do it.
Yeah?
Oh, actually, no. I will cast it over both of them. Because old mate, my guy, I can choose for him to succeed.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is interesting. Because normally, when you've got a casted spell, it's normally a case of takes half damage on
All of them, though. Yeah.
I know.
Unless it says so. Was it Freedom of the Waves?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it doesn't say so, that's unfortunate.
It doesn't
unfortunate.
Say
yeah.
so.
Okay.
But my my hooked horror has... interesting.
Okay. Anything else you want to do there?
Well, it just lasts one turn, so it's just a
Oh,
whoosh.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a concentration spell. It's just a one-off whoosh. And that makes me sad.
It's a third-level spell.
That's
yeah, that's...
third-level spell.
Shit.
Dang.
Shit. If you're in the spells area, that's
yeah, guys, just want to say, not a spell that I find worth it.
No, Freedom of the Waves, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
As you cast that deluge of water and it kind of sloshes away as it drops, you watch as the Death Slide turns its head to you, kind of grunts, and that's where we're going to leave this episode.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.